It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. We're live in downtown D.C. from Studio 4. Border Crossings is with you for an hour. And we have a special guest for the first half of our show. They are June Moon on tour for a brand new album. And I'm sure we're going to love the music. Let's check out the sound now of June Moon here on Border Crossings.
Chances, who's closing up the deal? Who's wishing they could go back to the day, back to the day? Who's running things around here? Who may I ask is this? Who's dancing around the question? Dancing away, dancing away. Who's the one, charge? Of thy heart, keep
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings, on tour for a brand new album we would like to welcome to Washington, D.C. and to our program, a group that have a very interesting story and a very unique sound. We'd like to welcome June Moon to the Voice of America. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you three here. Let's see, we've got Julian,
yep,
Raphael,
yep,
and Crystal. And you guys recorded your new album, Moonshine Corner, in Paris, I believe I read it. That's where you're based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And you're American. Are you American too?
No.
One American in the group. But you put the album together in Paris. So how did you three come together? How did you form this group?
I met Julian 10 years ago, 13 years ago. We played with Nouvelle Vague together. Mm-hmm. And we always try to put a band together. Mm-hmm. So he composed songs and we got a studio together. Mm-hmm. So we started to, I really loved the songs he composed. So we started to produce the music, mm-hmm, together. We got a small studio in Paris, recording studio, a small place. And yeah, it happened like this. And then we call Crystal to sing.
Mm-hmm. And you had
to compose the lyrics to.
You had another singer with you for a little bit, and then you found Crystal. Now, Crystal, how did you come to Paris?
I got on a big plane. Leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll come back again. I've been over there now for about 9 years, and I've known Raphael maybe about 8 or 7, mm-hmm, of them. We have a mutual friend named Hugh Coltman, who's an amazing musician there, who put us in contact. But I received an email from Raphael asking if maybe I could come in and do some vocals and finish up some tunes that he and Julian have been working on together. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of took off from there.
And a lot of people that I've read have described your voice, you know, they mentioned Sade as one of the comparisons to you.
That's off people very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was jazz your forte, or I think you were also influenced by Motown? So where do you kind of like to feel most comfortable?
That's a good question. I don't really know how to answer it. I love it all. You know, I'm definitely a huge jazz fan, blues, mm-hmm, fan, I'm a Sade fan. It depends if the music has something that's human about it. There's something that I can recognize, that a human is behind it, and it's sincere. Then I'll get into it. Except for polka, no matter how much they may say it's sincere, I'm never gonna like that.
So Julian and Raphael, you guys from France, Why did you decide you want to make music in America for Americans, or in English for that matter? What is it about?
I think for French musician, it's one of the best dream to come to America and to play. We, mm-hmm, we are lovers of American music. You mentioned Motown and all this the soul music and the pop music as well. So this is something. Yeah, it's like a dream for us to try to make something here, mm-hmm, in US.
So, but you're still living in France.
Yeah.
And do you record in French too, back in France, back home, or?
You mean if we work for French artists or recording other project in French? We are recording lots of different projects, but not especially in French. Now, for my part, myself, I mean, I'm not introduced too much in the French music.
Mm-hmm. What's the music scene like back in France? I hear you have great music there and a great club scene and a great nightlife. Mm-hmm. I've never been there, so you know, what's the music scene like in France?
Chris, she's a lover of French music.
Well, I think that Raphael or Julian would be the better ones to answer this, as they play around a lot in France. But I think you guys should take it over. I live outside of the city, actually. I'm pretty removed from it, and you know, I play with the hedgehogs that live, mm-hmm, in my yard. What are you guys up to at night in Paris? Spill it.
I don't know. There are a lot of scenes. I know the jazz scene, mm-hmm, really well, and the pop,
Right. Well, David Guetta's from France. And he's very famous. There's a lot of people who've made a mark in music in the U.S. and around the world from France. But you're the latest, June Moon, you know, relatively new on the scene. You've been doing this a while, but this is the debut album with this group, this, you know, formation.
Yeah.
And so you called it Moonshine Corner.
Yeah.
So in the U.S., moonshine has a meaning. So what was your meaning behind the title of the album?
Well, there's the real story. The beginning of the meaning is that quite a year ago we were in Austin for Sorry Bassos West, and we were eating always in a really good restaurant called Moonshine, and so we were. It was quite for us the beginning of our touring story, and we spent a lot of time together and spoke about many subjects. So the moonshine was maybe the strategic point, human point, where lots of talks begins. And the corner is that we are coming from different corner. We ain't got the same influences, definitely. So that's why we try to combine the two words.
That's great. Now, that it's a restaurant name, moonshine. Yeah. In the U.S., it's a liquor. It's a homemade...
Yeah. Liquor. And during the 30s, it was something really forbidden as well.
I mean, that's the moonshine illegal.
Was illegal. Yeah,
illegal. Well, these guys are very legal. It's June Moon, and they are here on Border Crossings today. Now, that's an interesting name. Talking about names, June Moon, and you don't spell June like the month is spelled. So, what's the story behind the name June Moon? He tells us willingly.
Well, that's really funny as well. It's a coincidence. I mean, at the beginning, I think that we thought about June like the month of June. But one day I wrote an email to our manager and I made a mistake with 2 O. And so he told me, hey, man, this is really good graphically to have this 4 O, June Moon. I say, yeah, this is really good. We're going to change it. And that's why. So it's totally an accident.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. Things work out that way sometimes. Yeah. We've got the three members of June Moon in the studios. I'm going to ask if you do a song for us, because I know that's what you're here for and you're happiest about. So if you wouldn't mind, what are we going to hear?
Chess.
Yeah. What's this about? Not the game, is it? Or is it the record label? Or
what it's about both.
It's about both. Anything named chess. Yeah. All right. June Moon.
Your touch, the mystery.
Sounding great. June Moon, live here on the Border Crossings. Do those come in pairs or what? So look at that. I mean, I don't know if the camera can get a shot of what you've got on your foot right now, but what do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Noix. Like nuts.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
A bunch of shells.
Yeah.
And that's something you invented?
Oh, no, not really.
No?
You can find this in many... styles.
That instrument is available?
Not in this special way, but yeah, in Africa. You can
The castanets, I know, but those, that's an interesting application.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to use it.
I love the claps, It reminds me of the claps.
Wow. And I know that you guys are famous for finding instruments around the world and incorporating yes. them into your music. Yes. That's one of your big... things, one of your hobbies, which has turned your profession, is collecting instruments from your travels.
I used to travel a lot to buy some instruments, quite rare instruments, and because I used to learn a lot of in France to children's, and so I had a big collection, and I was giving this collection to lots of towns in France and to make the children come to see all these instruments to play with. And so at the end, I use it in the production as well, music production. I've got a crystal bachet. It's a crystal organ. There's 50 pieces in the world, which come from the Frère Bachet. Lots of different percussion from South America, from India, from East of Europe. Lots of lute as well. Lots of different... lots of synthesizer as well.
Wow. So do you get an idea in your head for a song and then say, I've got to find an instrument that fits that idea? Or do you go somewhere and find an instrument and say, I'm going to make a song... using this because I like the sound of this. What's the process for you?
It's more the second process, I think. I'm not thinking about, before composing a song, thinking about what I'm going to use. And it's like this. Usually on the June Moon projects, songs come from the piano. And then we are meeting with Raphael and we are thinking about what kind of instrument we can use. So he's got lots of different percussion as well, and then we speak about the arrangements, and then it's a process, quite long process. We take time to do it. We are not in a hurry to, so we try lots of different instruments, and then we hear it a lot, and we take time to hear it again, and then at the end, you've got the June Moon Sunshine Corner album.
What is the most interesting location you've ever discovered an instrument? Let's say, you could be, who knows where you were. You heard a sound. You said, I want that. I like that. I'm going to use that. Where's the most interesting story of finding an instrument for you?
I think I've got a bumbo from Peru, which is a percussion, quite small one. Mm-hmm. We bought it together on tour with Nouvelle Vague, and I knew this percussion, I knew the sound, but I never had it because in Europe it's really hard to find it. And one day on a market, on a small market in Where was it?
Chile.
In Chile, yeah, maybe. I find...
at the beginning of the tour.
Yeah, at the beginning of the tour. I find
that's
a guy who...
we had to take many planes.
Right.
And it was always...
Right.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. For the whole tour, you had to take your big giant instruments with you.
Yeah, and the sound of this percussion is... I mean, it's quite... Not for South American, I mean people who come from Peru, Chile or Argentina, but otherwise it's not a really known percussion. And the sound is really great. It's like if you had a drum, a really fat and big drum, but the percussion is quite small. And there's the skin is like you've got the points of the animal on it, and it's really rough. But the sound is so deep, and each time... I'm playing in it on a studio. All the people, especially the drummer, are wow. I'm totally okay.
Blown away. So, how do you describe your music? Since you, I mean, it is so many different things. There's experimentation going on here with a lot of different instrumentation and things. Describe your music if you could.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You just make what comes to your mind.
Yeah.
And your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no description for it.
Mm.
It can change every time.
Yeah, we always start with the piano and drums. So it's always the same starting point. And yeah, it can be soul music. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly. And then we add bass and different in other instruments. So I don't know. It's pop music. It's I don't know. How do you... describe our music?
World music, I would describe it as.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a mixture of many different things.
Yeah.
It's a combination of sounds and emotions and feelings, and your voice is absolutely lovely. It's, you know, I was listening, and you reminded me very much of one of your idols, Nina Simone. I mean, you do have that same tone to your voice.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I really enjoy what you guys do, and I'm going to ask if you do another song for us.
Yeah,
that would be wonderful. June Moon, live here on Border Crossings. The debut album is called Moonshine Corner.
Thank you. No change in the weather. It's dark out there. Only memories are left to guide your steps. You can't play with your trouble. Can't live on doubt. Be in skies today to let you bring him down. Whether while you wander through the driving rain, not a light in sight tonight on a long and lonely road. Once we ignited, once we drew breath, in between is everything he's in the heat sails. Get down on your bow, my word.
Sounding great, June Moon, via Paris to Washington, D.C. And, you know, just you're playing a copy stand. That's you've improvised and you make it sound great. I mean, people who are not able to see that and are listening, it sounds like it was intended for that purpose. But it wasn't. You've taken nothing and turned it into something.
Oh, yeah. I got brushes.
So. You got the brushes, yeah. Of course. Yeah. But, I mean, is this typical? Do you find things to make music with?
I prefer finding things and play like this in small studios instead of bring my drum set and have a huge sound and like this.
Right, right. Subtlety.
It's easier.
Right. Here.
And I do studio sessions in Paris for French productions. And I always try to add... this kind of things to the texture of the drums. So, yeah. I like this.
Right. Your neighbors probably don't like it. You're doing this at people downstairs.
You live in a house. It's okay.
Well, we've got June Moon in the studios. And so has it always been music for you? I mean, your instrument is your voice.
And so During the day, I'm Crystal of June Moon, and then I moonlight as Crystal Warren, the singer songwriter. So I play guitar as well, and yeah, I grew up in the Southern Baptist tradition as most folks in this country, you know, God bless America and all that. So yeah, I've always had a connection to music. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Well, that's great.
I feel like I took like that little trail off to the side in the woods. You know? I feel like I got a little lost there.
And talk about touring. I mean, it's interesting. You guys, because of your unique background and sound, you travel the world and perform on tour. So what's that like? What's the current tour? What, you know, I mean, people are loving, obviously, the new album, the debut album, which has just come out. So
you mean where will we play?
Yeah, where will you play? Have you played? The audiences must be loving your music.
We're going to play in Brooklyn, in Littlefield Club.
Then we come to Washington.
DC9.
Philadelphia.
There's some big cities.
Yeah, and in LA and San Francisco. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going back to France, and we're playing in Paris, in Berlin, London. It's small places right now. It's only small clubs. Yeah,
but I like the sound, and I'm sure people would want to come out and see you. Is this an international tour that you're on right now?
In a way, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so where can people find the schedule? On your website, you know, around the world, because right now we're broadcasting to people in many countries. So
In our website.
Yeah, the best is to go on our Facebook, and then you've got the website, and you've got everything you need about the band. You can pre-order the album as well. Yeah, there's everything like a normal band.
And what would what I'm trying to get to is what would the address be? The Facebook address or the website address?
It's Facebook junemoon.com. If you type June Moon, there's everything.
And it's not one word; it's two separate words.
Yeah, it's two. Yeah, yeah.
Two separate words. June is spelled J-O-O-N.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Moon, M-O-O-N. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you guys and have you guys here. Would you do another song for us?
Yeah.
What's this one called?
This one's called Silverado.
And who plays the Paul McCartney guitar I read about?
I play it.
You have the Paul McCartney guitar.
It's the bass.
The bass he played with the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, not his.
Not his actual, but the same exact model.
Yeah. Yeah. Falling down my street, free falling.
city, free falling human being, free falling through your story. Do you know how it will end? Caught in a whirlwind, wrestling the heart.
Very nice. June Moon, sounding lovely. Very nice. And I guess the guitar, you got a great instructor. Your father was a flamenco guitarist? Is that?
Yeah.
So you learn from the best, huh? But you guys sound great. I enjoy your sound and the music. And it's Moonshine Corner, the name of the new album. Get it on their website. Thank you guys for coming to visit with us and playing the great music. We always have room for friends to come by and make new friends. So thank you. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. It's June Moon, our guest today. Thanks for watching.
Welcome to the jungle. Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from
Crossings, Adele. And that's called Hello, a request from Kumator Abo of Nigeria, listening to Border Crossings. and sending all of his prayers and thoughts to the people affected around the world, here in the U.S. and abroad, who are affected by flooding, which seems to be a problem these days in a lot of different places, a lot of different countries affected by flooding and other natural disasters. But thank you, Kumator Abo, for that request. On Border Crossings, I want to say hello to Ella Jade and her Meku, who are also listening. We heard a song from Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, for Ian in the UK. And Guns N' Roses are on tour. They're going to be here, I believe, at the end of this week, on tour, in concert. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry London on the Voice of America's Request Hour. It's Border Crossings on the VOA1 network. And I say hi to Saidu Muhammad Ali. I also want to say hello to Ali Ahmed Moon Kaila and Abu Bakar Rashid Reem Al-Katan. Thank you for listening. Yukar Kanal is with us. Kaveh Mad. Naka Emanuels. I heard from Vincent Maloba on our Facebook page, who checked in to say hello. Eugene Pack is with us. Abdali Raweha is with us. And let's see, Nying Lin. Nying checked in to say hello. And Kigali Rwanda is listening. Thank you, Nying Lin. Appreciate your support. Etienne Habu Mugisha is with us. And let's see, who else do we have tuned in? Israel Martins said hello to Border Crossings. Zaklin Chalo Zahar is tuned in, and Donna Pever as well. So thank you, everybody, for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And here's a request for Libya and Iman Amarth, who's listening to Border Crossings. This is Freddie Mercury, Living on My Own.
Sometimes I feel I'm always watching. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I'm missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
And Beatles, I send to you each and every day for an hour here on Border Crossings, and your love is appreciated and received. And thank you, Dean Landers in Kuwait, for listening to 96.9 FM and checking us out, Cletus in Ghana, and to the students at GJSS Stamboa and ICRA Academy in Potiskum. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings as well. Great to hear from you. I want to say a special thank you to June Moon again for coming on the show. Pleasure to meet them and to hear their great sounds. And thank you for listening to the program. And also thanks to Wagner, engineer, Vince, our director. We will be back tomorrow on Border Crossings with more requests and dedications. You can keep sending them our way. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London or by email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. Have a great night and a restful sleep, and I'll see you tomorrow. Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.